I'm Charlie Proctor, and this is my self-interview. For the first question, some of my interests are skateboarding, things to do with online, like video games and art and computers. I am very interested in these, and I have been since a young age, because my older brothers have showed me a lot of things related to them. And me growing up and them showing me has definitely influenced my interests. And next, what do I see myself doing later in life? Definitely see myself having a job I enjoy, making good enough money, and just being happy with what I'm doing. Now, do I enjoy school? School is definitely a good place and people should go, but I think especially Buena is just way too crowded, and Ventura needs more schools so teachers can get more personal and know their kids better, and kids can feel a better connection between them and their teacher. Something you probably wouldn't know about me is when I was around 4 years old, my old house, when I was living in Oxnard, there was these two couches in the living room, and then a wooden table with sharp wooden edges. And I was jumping between couch to couch, and I slipped and hit my chin on the corner of the table and gashed my chin open and needed stitches. And then at my house in Ventura around third grade, I'm out with my neighbors in the street. We're passing around a football, and the football comes, it's near me. I'm pretty sure he didn't like complete the throw all the way, so the ball's a little bit in front of me, but it's in the street and there's a car on the curb, so I can't see any cars coming, and this old guy and his car coming like 15 miles per hour comes. I don't see him and he hits me because I just come out of nowhere. All I remember is going to go get the football and then waking up in my dad's car with my shoulder bleeding and a napkin on my shoulder, rushing to the ER. And then later in fifth grade, and then next is me in fifth grade, I'm on the swing, getting pushed by my dad, going super high up, and then I decide to jump off and I land on my arm. And it hurts super bad and I'm crying. My dad doesn't think it's too bad, but we all rode bikes to the park and he couldn't just leave me there, so I had to ride my bike with my broken arm back to the house, and then we went to the doctor's and a broken arm. So I had to ride my bike home from the park with a broken arm. Some of my goals for this year are to get a better work ethic and get good grades all around. What are some of my biggest challenges I faced through high school? I think it's just paying attention in class, because it's so easy to just not pay attention and pay attention to your phone or just doodling or anything else, but I think that's been the hardest thing for me, is just paying attention and actually learning all the time, all day in class. People throughout my life who had a big influence on me, definitely my older brothers, and definitely my mom, because she would always move around a lot, and my parents divorced when I was around, I think, 4 years old, so I'd go from my dad's house in Ventura to my mom's house in Oxnard, but my mom was always moving around, trying the best she could, get a nice house, take care of us, and my older brothers already be showing stuff or, you know, being mean to me, whatever. That definitely had a big influence on me growing up. And still now to this day. I think big life lessons that I've learned, or life lessons, is that there are billions of random people, so you shouldn't care too much what one thinks or what one said about you, or how much you like someone and they couldn't care less about you.